This is WRR Dallas.
Biotech, the new soap and pre-wash powder through SF68. Stories which plunge vividly into other worlds, other dimensions, other times. SF68.
What? The enemy? A city? Humanity? Shall I switch you down?
Right.
Scott here.
Rothman. Point L-15.
The instrument site near the mission school, Tempest Island.
Right, General. Matter of import Z. Emergency.
Can't clarify.
No, sir.
Right, Ra. Be over. Oh, Lieutenant, would you get me Captain Elverson? I'd like a whirly bird ride.
Everything we've fought and believed in. Not. Science is not. Who knows what the next move will be?
Shut up. He. It's dead.
It looks. Yes.
I'll try for a pulse or something.
No! Don't you even touch it!
Thank you.
obviously of great power. Constructed to big wings. Those wings are operational, not vestigial. Perhaps he comes from a small planet where gravity is so slight that the wings suffice for flying about. I don't know.
Casualty. Who found the thing? It was found, comrade, by a peasant who had been ordered to evacuate his hut in that region weeks before. After the casualty, he was shot for disobedience.
And the casualty?
It was discovered in a dying condition.
Oui.
Yes, comrade, I saw it myself.
It is an American trick.
No, comrade. And there are, were, no interplanetary vehicles about. Nothing on the radar.
You will return to Siberia. I shall accompany you. I will examine this angel.
You mean
I'm not allowed to say. I go to prison.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Your father's ill. Maybe he'll recover.
The board doesn't seem to think so. They're giving up the mission. That's why all the buildings have been bulldozed down. Make room for the new airfield. And that's why I'm being sent away to school.
Ted, what say we go back to where it happened? I'd like to see the place.
Oh, no. I'm not even allowed to talk about it. I never even go there, sir.
Too bad. I thought it was the most beautiful thing that ever happened to me in my whole life.
You did? My father thought it was the worst thing that had ever happened.
I felt as if you, Ted, all of us were seeing something completely wonderful. What is it, son? What's the matter?
See, General, I never meant to keep it, but it was all gold. And we were always so mighty poor. I thought if Father sold it. But I guess he couldn't even think of things like selling gold books. You see, he'd lost his reason.
Gold. Gold books.
Oh, just one book. But heavy. I didn't steal it. That angel dropped it.
You read it?
It was written in all kinds of languages. Wisdom, the angel said it was. Gathered from our whole galaxy. For Earth.
You say it had messages for Earth. Were there any written in English?
I never saw any. There were lots in languages I never even heard of. Alphabets I've never even seen before. Some just dots.
Did you throw the book away, Teddy?
No, it was all gold. I hid it under an old rock.
Would you tell me?
Sure. I'll show you. Come on. I'll show you.
There had been another book the General was never to know about. A book buried beneath a sod hut in Siberia by a peasant who had intended to sell it, for he too had been poor. But the other book, identical, along with the hovel above it, had been reduced to fractions of its atoms by a certain test weapon which had destroyed the body of its bearer. And so, in the green twilight of the tropic isle of Tempest, General Mark Scott searched among the languages of the earth for the message delivered by the angel. At last he found it. On the last pages of the book, among the tongues of Earth, a sound was made by the man as he read the message. A sound that began with despair and ended, as comprehension entered his brain, with a note of exultation. For the message of icy space and flaring stars was this: love one another. Again next Friday night at 9:30 to SF 68.